and stretching. When companies take their products too far. What images come to mind when you think of Harley Davidsons? Leather boots? Bearded bikers? American highways? What about a cake decorating mixture? You obviously haven't heard of the Harley Davidson cake decorating mix. A fine example of brand stretching, gone too far. Many companies do what is known as brand extension. This is the use of a successful brand name to launch a new product in the same market. For example, Fairy was extended from a washing up liquid brand to become a washing powder brand too. It made sense. Similarly, the Lucozade brand went from children's health drink to an energy drink and sports drink. That made sense too. When done successfully, brand extension can have several advantages. There's less risk with a new product if it carries a familiar brand name. On top of that, customers will associate the quality of the established brand with the new product. Customers will also feel more comfortable about the product and be more willing to sample it. Finally, promotional launch costs, particularly advertising, are likely to be lower. Other companies try something a bit more radical, brand stretching. This involves the use of an established brand name for products in unrelated markets. Sometimes it works. For example, Japanese motorcycle manufacturer Yamaha started making hi-fi equipment, pianos, and sports equipment, and they were very successful. Tobacco companies are experts at brand stretching. Many of them started putting their brand names on non-tobacco merchandise or services after the introduction of tobacco advertising bans. For example, the manufacturers of Camel cigarettes started using their name for lifestyle products, such as clothing, shoes, and watches. And Marlboro has produced the Marlboro Classics range of clothing. It's now the second largest mail order brand in the USA, and there are more than 1,000 Marlboro Classics shops throughout Europe and Asia. But brand stretching doesn't always work. Something just doesn't seem right. The Harley Davidson cake decorating kit is a fine example of that. But there are plenty more. Bic Pens brought out the Bic Pantyhose. Restaurant chain Hooters started an airline. And Diesel Jeans produced a wide range of wines known as Diesel Jeans Wines. But one of the weirdest has to be the Cheetos Lip Balm. Can you imagine what that would taste like?